Les Morales is a community organizer and a Hayward resident. She said today at a rally in Oakland before a Board of Supervisors meeting that she was unlawfully evicted by her landlord along with her five children. She now owns a home, but she said many residents of unincorporated areas are renters with few tenant protections because they don't live within designated city limits.
And I was amazed when I started listening to all the different hardships that folks were going through, not just because of 2020, but because of unjust treatment from landlords. The unfairness also to our families who are working super hard to have their children thrive in school. They're paying, the first thing that they think about is making sure that they have the rent money. It's not inexpensive to live in the unincorporated area, yet the tenants there are totally naked. They don't have any protections at all.
The Alameda County supervisors were supposed to vote on an unincorporated county just cause eviction ordinance today, but the item was pulled from the agenda just an hour before the meeting and has been rescheduled for September. Maria Miranda is the lead organizer from My Eden Voice. It's a tenant advocacy group for Eden, which is an unincorporated area of Alameda County. Miranda said they are trying to make the tenant protection law, also known as Just Cause, as inclusive as possible for tenants in the unincorporated area. Resident activists want renter protections to apply to single-family home and mobile home renters. Miranda said they have been negotiating with some county supervisors and landlords since 2019. The ordinance passed on an initial vote in 2022, but because new supervisors have been elected since then, a second vote for the ordinance to become law did not pass.
That created this whole last 2023. We were just meeting and going back to the drawing board, making more suggestions on the ordinances, how to make it more equitable. We went through a whole nother round of negotiations with the landlords. And then Supervisor Miley, when it came time to vote again, he abstained.
Miranda said right now the group is doing community organizing with other legal and advocacy groups to expand the coalition. And they will be meeting with the supervisors before the September vote takes place. For KPFA, I'm Yiyun Chan.